Afternoons with Mariah and Ty on
X92.9. It's Mariah and Ty. We're chatting with Jay Farrow. You're going to be at the Laugh Shop starting today. The last show running on the 12th. Welcome to Calgary. Hey. Have you been here before? What do
no,
you think of this
I
weather?
Haven't been. The closest I've been is Edmonton.
Yeah. Oh, that's where we're from, actually. From
I could tell. Y'all look like imports.
Oh, you know no.
No, because I've been told that, you know, it's a very like straight-laced community here. You feel me? Like, y'all look like y'all got a little Zataraz on y'all. You know what I mean? It's some Old Bay seasoning on both of you. I said, the swag? Where did this come from?
Listen, this is a big deal for me to not wear like Costco sweatpants. Like I dressed today for you.
You heard I was coming and you dressed
up?
That's
right.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn, that feels good.
I didn't wear a toque today.
That feels good. Yeah, wear your fishnets. You don't have yours on.
You don't know that. I got them on underneath.
Thank you for noticing.
Hey, look, I got the eye. I am a connoisseur. I love it. The leg is beautiful. I love it. You know, I'm a very admiration for beautiful things. So
well,
of course I noticed. So
thank like
I
you.
Said, you all have swag.
We appreciate that.
You see how I did that nice and frosty and got out of it? You
no, know what I mean? I feel like I should have wrapped a leather jacket today. I feel like we did not dress to the occasion,
yeah,
but
you did great. Listen, the accentuates the accent of the silver and the black, especially with the zipper that works. Of course, you sir, you have the baby blue eyes for the so the shirt. Actually does it personifies the personality. You understand?
Look at
this
that.
Look, I'm a designer too.
What's yeah,
you know what I mean?
Why we brought you here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a designer.
I love it.
Yeah. So what do you think of this weather though? Really
what do
quick.
I think?
What is it?
What do you mean?
People
you
who
think?
Are
it sucks.
It sucks.
I live in California.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be subjected to these conditions. Wait, is that Vanessa Bayer out there? Yo, son, is that? Yo, I'm dead.
It actually does look like her in that
Vanessa
ad.
Is that Vanessa Bayer?
I don't know.
Or does
know.
She just look extremely Canadian and I'm being racist right now? Yo, man, I'll tell you what happened. Yo, my opener, one of my best friends, he goes on the road with me all the time. Trust me, we do not look the same at all. But you all probably, a lot of folks, there's not a lot of black people up here, I think. You know what I mean? Probably a few, but not too many. You know what I'm saying? Well, that look like me, you know, with these big eyes, right? You probably got the little small, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, me, I look a little different. So I come in and I have breakfast, right? I got breakfast. Everything was cool. People were nice. He comes in at 12:30 and goes down and has lunch, right? They say, oh, welcome back. What do you mean, welcome back? He was like, what are you talking about? You were just here for breakfast. No, he wasn't. I was.
Oh, my God.
So I think
no.
Me and him need to do a PSA. I'm Jay Farrow. I'm AJ Foster. We are not the same person. We are not. I am way sexier. You are, AJ. You are very. You are sexier than me. Yes, I'm going to do that. I did 6 years of SNL. He did 6 years of Equinox. We just have to. We're going to do a video. Let folks know.
So he is touring with you doing this right now. Oh my God.
Touring with me and experiencing the same racism.
Yeah, yeah. Holy.
And so when you booked this, you guys did think like, Calgary in November, that'll be nice.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. I was just like, hey man, I just thought it snowed all the time. So I didn't even this is how it is up here. It's just snow. But
I assure you, we do have summers, I swear. Like it is a normal everybody who comes here too when we interview them, they're in like this shit and you're like, oh, I swear we have a normal season. But
yeah,
I guess this is kind of like what I wanted to ask you about, because obviously like everybody has lived this pandemic life, and
right.
I know that
right.
we're coming out of it or whatever, and it's different in the States as it is here in Canada. But like all of these comedians I'm seeing like dropped these super unique specials and stand-ups during the pandemic, and it's like, did the pandemic give you like a whole arsenal of just content to like
absolutely.
To thrive off of? Like, isn't that almost like a comedian's gold mine? You
I
get
mean,
like all these different things to make fun of.
Absolutely. And the good thing about the world stopping was that everybody had to go through the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like the material that you're going to talk about, it's going to cross over every bound because everybody's experiencing it. You know, I just think that opening up the comedy clubs has been a little arduous a bit as far as getting folks back out, you know?
Like yes.
People,
yeah.
I know people want to come out, but people are still cautious is I don't know what, man. I'm sorry. I got these eyelashes.
Warren, take your time. It's okay. I have a dog. I always have dog hair in my face. It's brutal. Don't
worry. They're pretty much like husky hairs. My eyelashes.
It's probably from my dog. It's probably the dog hair in the room from my dog.
You got a black husky?
I got a big husky. Yeah.
You got a black one?
No, he's.
Oh. Okay.
That's him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh snap! He looks like a German Shepherd and a.
He's a mix. Yeah.
He is. I had a dog like that. I had a German Shepherd and a Husky mix, and his name was Ice. He had two different color eyes. One of his eyes was blue, and the other one was brown. And he was a protector.
That's like my dog. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one right there. What up, Ice? What you call him?
That's Frank. I have another dog now. His name's Arthur. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they're old men. They're old men names. I roll with it.
You should let me name your dogs now. I'll give them like convict names. All dogs have like real cool dogs have like convict name. Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ice.
I name my next dog Smoke. Akon.
Akon? Oh yeah, there you go. And the other one, name the other one Young Jeezy, and then name the one after that T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Yeah, do that. Do that, because that's all convict music, see?
Yeah, that is all convict music.
Back
to
your question. Yes. Hell yeah. Like, there's just so much material out there. And, I mean, like I said, I caught the virus. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lose my smell and my ability to lick shit. I was licking stuff, you know what I mean? As a young man should.
There you go. I like that. I got to get it out there.
You got to be a munch today. You know, you're a munch. You got to be a munch. There's nothing wrong with being a munch. I munch my munch. I'm Pac-Man. I don't care. You understand me?
There you go.
Hey, look, the other skills are on point too. You know what I mean? But look, what I didn't get out of the pandemic was a corona baby. I swear for Lord, I'm happy I didn't get that.
Wow.
Oh, man. She was freaking trying. But nah, I'm smarter than that. My pullout game is on 1,000, fam. Wow. Not happening. Watch. Yoink.
Look at that.
Now
I'm
getting a little older now. I gotta, you know. I'm very selective. Listen, I don't want y'all to think I'm just out here just frisbeeing my thing around and letting people catch it. It's not happening.
That is the new saying. I'm frisbeeing my thing
around, letting everybody catch it. I'm very selective, but the lady that I was with, man, we broke up and rightfully so, because I would have been locked in a situation that was not substantive, and I would have been, you know, I wouldn't have been happy. So I'm happy that she did. What she knew it was over, and she was like, don't pull it out. I was like, ha ha, no, this is mine.
She in there for the lock. That's what she's in there for, yeah.
She tried. She tried to lock him up on me. I said, no, not today. Not today, not ever.
Not today. With you.
Is it Nick Cannon that's got 12 kids now?
Yeah.
He's getting neutered. That's what needs to happen.
Oh, my God, I know.
He's getting neutered. Like, he has proven he is not responsible with his tools. He can't use them. They need to be under safe. They need to be locked away in a safe. He needs to have a detachable wang, and he needs to put that. He needs to put a security lock on it and put it in a safe. Cause come on, bro.
Like, it's too much.
It's too much. Like, what are you trying to? The Black Brady, but you have four Brady Bunches you're trying to create.
Well, like, how many different baby mamas, though? Can you imagine being Mariah Carey? She's just as successful as ever, and she's just probably, like, doesn't give a shit, right?
I'm sure she's like, you better stop. I'm sure like, he needs to stop. Like, yo, I gave myself to this dude. Yeah. That's how you should feel embarrassed now with a man out here just slinging wood to random women who are young enough to be his daughter. That's just ridiculous.
You're right about
that. You understand?
It's gross.
It's ridiculous.
It's gross and ridiculous.
What's up, Casey Affleck? I don't know why I said his name. Hey, he was at a show. Casey was at a show I did, and he had his girlfriend there with him, and I kind of peeped him.
Yeah.
And so I did the joke, and then at the end of it, it was a joke about messing with people your own age. I was like, "What? You gotta talk to somebody your age?" I said, "You listen. I tried to dip my D in Gen Z. Never again. You know what I mean? Never." Never doing it again. What are we going to talk about? Euphoria? Yeah. Euphoria? What are we talking about? And then I'm the one who was doing the homework. I passed the class. She had me doing the homework. She had me doing her exams, online exams. I got the A. She ain't get shit. I got the A. Okay?
How old are you?
Me? You want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. Put it out there.
All right. I'm 35. I just turned 35.
35? You know what I'm saying? That's okay.
You made it to 35.
Yeah.
You made it to
35. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with 35.
I'm looking, what am I dealing with here?
No, I know. It's deceptive. No, we're on the very latter half of our 20s, so we're counting down the days.
It's 2 8s.
It's pretty brutal.
It's not brutal. It's okay. It will be fine.
Don't they say that 35 is like the best time in your life when you're like, you're not broke, but you don't have like endless amounts of responsibilities. You're just like, you're in the good time of your life. Like, yeah, isn't it right? Like,
you're, if you have no kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's you gotta have, you have no kids.
There. You need to not, the kids, they complicate things. But back to what I was saying about old girl, about the old girl. Listen, man, I did this joke and it was all about being with somebody your age. And at the end of it, he walks up to me and says, "Hey, man, I'm Casey Affleck." I was like, "Yeah, I know who you are."
Yeah, no shit.
I was like, I know who you are. And then his girl came up. She's in a movie that we got coming out. It's called Spinning Gold. It's going to be in theaters March 31st. It's actually the Casablanca Buddha Records biopic. I play Cecil Holmes. So I'm one of the main characters, and it's, y'all gotta check it out.
Yes. But
she came up to me, "Do you remember me?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." Yeah. You think I did the joke? You know what I mean? You think I didn't know you were in here? I had to do the joke. I'm trying to give you perspective. Yeah, either know if it works. Hey, no, it's just a joke. If it works for you, it works for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like different things work for different people. I personally can't talk to anybody under 25. I can't do that.
You know, it's a good rule to have, and that's how you do. Yeah, like that's. That's smart. But we did want to ask you about like some of your projects coming out, because I know like I was creeping through your TikTok, even though I'm not in the TikTok gen.
Hey, me neither.
But
I get on there. Everyone's on there.
I was laughing because I saw you put up a video like a while ago of how you, like, it's crazy because you auditioned for X Factor. Is that right?
Oh, that's a lot. That's
was it a okay? Because I saw that, but then I was like, okay, now you're doing like so much more on screen acting. Nah. You're still doing comedy. You're like, you're doing more serious, like a whole different genre.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, how does that feel? Right? Like, look at your since your early 20s, you've pursued different stuff.
Well, check this out. I started in drama. First of all, let's address the video. That's a deep fake that people think is me and is really not. That's an X Factor audition from somebody named Jay Star. That's his name. And that was 2012. I couldn't have done it because I was on SNL at the time.
Okay, because I was like, you know what I mean? This isn't you.
That's not me, but it looked like me.
Yeah,
that's technology. Yeah. That's how a lot of people getting fooled. I can tell a deep fake. You know what I mean? I'm like, that ain't him. But
you're like, that's not me. I know.
I'm like, that's not me. I wouldn't sing like that. I can.
You're like, I would have been good at the audition.
I'm like, I have pipes. Why would people think that's what I would produce? Like, come on, son. That was mildly. That was White Choir right there he was doing. Come on, son. I got soul, baby. You know, you could tell he wasn't from the States. He was from England. You know what I mean? The bar fucking.
I don't know if you saw this video, but it was. Yeah, that's what he did.
I'm like, she look at, she said, "That's what you did." No,
but
it was me.
No, but you did.
It wasn't me.
This video he put up on his TikTok, and it was like,
went viral.
People, yeah, people were like, "Is this Jay Farrow?" And he was like, "No, this isn't me." But it was this guy. He just totally botched this.
That guy ended up getting an album, though.
No, he's at, I don't know what he's doing. I, in my mind, he is in an alley somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Making his rounds. That's what I think. But you know, who am I to judge? Okay, so Hal, going back to your question, from comedy to serious, you see that? I'm always on par. I can bring it back around. You know,
yeah.
I'm bringing it back around. I started theater. I started in theater. You know what I mean? And I started doing theater when I was 8 years old. So I've always had that tool in me. Man, a lot of comedians have a good dramatic tool in them just because they go through so much drama in life. They got a lot to pull from. I mean, we make jokes about trauma, but son, like, we've gone through some stuff, you know what I mean? So every good comedian, I feel like, can switch it on to drama. Sebastian Maniscalco, he's good at that too. Eddie Murphy, great at it. Jim Carrey,
that
Robin
Bob
Williams.
Odenkirk guy just crushed it for which, Better Call Saul. He was a comedian, wasn't he?
Which one? Which show was this?
Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad spinoff.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was a comedian before. Yeah,
we have that muscle in us. So it just takes zeroing in on it. And you know, one of the most notable people I could say that did that was Steven Soderbergh, and that's, he got me for that movie Insane, and it turned out to be great. So also other directors see it, like I see her face, I see her face, and why don't I know? I'm gonna come back on that one because I know her face. I know her face. I know her face. I know what she did. I just can't see. God dang it!
Okay, you can do a live Google. We do that all the time on there.
While you Google it, I want to know.
Why did you put me out?
Dora, it's okay. I know we can actually see it. Yeah.
Ava.
While you're thinking, Jay, when you're on a tour here, is there a difference between a Canadian crowd and an American crowd?
You just typically, from what I've experienced in the past, yes, it's a little different. Like, you might not want to use as many derogatory terms, and you know, the N-word is definitely not going to be welcome here, you know. Oh yeah, oh God, he said the N-word. Should we? Oh God, should we laugh about it? I don't know. Should we laugh about it? I mean, he's laughing about it, so maybe we should just laugh about it. You know what I mean? So you got to make sure you switch those things. Where if I go, if I'm in the States, I could just talk shit and nobody's going say think twice about it. I'm up here, I got to tailor it a little bit. But I think comparatively to previous years and my set now, like it can go anywhere. When I'm so happy about finally getting to that point where I can take it everywhere. Because at first it was more Northern American centric, like US mm-hmm. centric, you feel mm-hmm. me? State centric. I know this is Northern America too, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get me, it was like more state specific. And now I've like grown to the point where it's like, all right, I can go to England with this, I can come here with this, I can go to Africa with this, because we're all alike. You just have to find what we all got in common. That's it.
Yeah, that's why people go and they watch stand-up, right? Because it's people telling stories or telling jokes about situations, scenarios you've been in, right? Or you think people have been in.
I'm not like the only one that's been drugged out here. Put your drinks in there.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. I guess a couple of last other questions that, like, obviously when you've, like, expanded your repertoire of what you can do comedically. Absolutely. But everybody is always taken back by your impressions and like watching just interviews and your stuff from SNL. And I've always wondered, like, have you ever gotten in trouble from any of the impersonations that you've done? Has anybody ever, you know what I mean? Cause it's like you do impersonations and you tell the truths about people.
Shaq is fine. Shaq is fine. I looked like a toddler next to that man. That was crazy. My hands were so small in his hands, but.
And you're a tall guy, which is what
it's
like.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". He's six infinity. You understand?
Infinity. Yeah.
It just keeps going on. But he was cool with it. I think the only person who has had a personal gripe with it, who actually called me up, was Kanye.
And doesn't that line up, though? Like, doesn't that line up?
You know, what we're not going to have is, we're not going to have the people who impersonate public figures going off making people who actually want to invoke change sound dumb, fam. We're not going to do that. You know, I called Jay Farrow. He said this. He called me. He really did call me up. And he got on stage the next day in Philadelphia in front of 50,000 people and went off on a rant about it. I was like, oh, snap, I've made it.
Yeah, but you made it, though. Like,
until I felt like that, until Pete Davidson. I said, damn it, that's the ticket. You got to smash a wife. That's how you do it. He has made some of the best sexual decisions I have ever seen in my life. I have. Because it's true. It is true. You smash Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, and Kim Kardashian. You smash the vampire from freaking Underworld. You smash, baby, baby, don't you hurry. And then you smash a billionaire. Oh, my God. You are out of here. You in the stratosphere.
They said he's got the Hall of Game.
Three pumps. He got the Hall of Meat. God dang it. That's what it is. Who I gotta smash? Okay, I'm looking for Bill Gates' wife, his ex-wife.
Holy!
That's what I'm gonna do, because guess what? I'm a gold digger too, ladies. I have money, but I need more. You understand? And listen, I can back it up. I'm real good, you know. Check my Yelp reviews, understand? I got some stuff I'm dealing with. But y'all need to tap into it. As soon as you tap into it, my OnlyFans page can pop. You know what I'm saying? I don't have an OnlyFans page. That's not
you
me.
You should. Never There's for late. More. There's
That's
for
Michael B. Jordan. Come on now. That's not
would
me.
Pay. Would That's... pay. Big Michael B.
fan. I mean, but you do have teachers who are getting paid $30,000 a year, now making millions of dollars a year on OnlyFans. So it's not a knock. It's just a way of life. You know, you got Meg Thee Stallion and all these new chicks out here who are really like for sexual empowerment. So not too taboo for a lady to show her flap online anymore. You understand? It's I love finding colorful ways
to be
blue. When you find a colorful way to do it, it's so beautiful, right? You know what I mean? I subscribe for a couple of OnlyFans. First of all, let me just say this. First, guys, you're not talking to the actual girl. I've dated OnlyFans. I know it's not them. It's a real greasy dude in a basement with a bald spot and a big belly and probably like 27 curly piece of hair on his chest. And he's sending you messages like, "Ooh, you like that box, baby?" That's what he's doing.
Oh my God!
But it's not the girl. No. It's them. But I will tell you. I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Well, Jay Farrow, you are going to be at the Laugh Shop. You start today. You're going till the 12th. Is it all jokes? Are you doing impressions as well?
Listen,
you can,
man,
rattle them off.
The impressions are just the sprinkles to everything else, man. And luckily, you know, I am not one of those comedians who just relies on that. Now, when I was younger, I would say that was the bulk of my set because that's what I had. But now, man, I've gone through all of this stuff. So, you know, so now those are just sprinkles to it. It just adds to it.
It's like amazing. A talent though. You have to, like, and when was the first time that you felt like you really perfected a character? Like the first.
I was 6 years old. Absolutely. I was six. It was Gilbert Godfrey off of Aladdin. Beautiful guy. Rest in peace. I love his stuff. Absolutely. One of the best, most phenomenal entertainers ever created. But it was at 6 years old. Come on, this guy, this Jewish dude, I'm doing the impersonation of a Jewish man. And it was spot on. My lady at the time, I was six. I had a lady. I did at six. She says, "You need to keep going because you're good at impersonating. And thanks to Sarah, I have a career." When I was 18 years old, I worked at PetSmart. She worked at PetSmart. She didn't remember me. I guess it wasn't good.
Oh, my God.
At six.
It was Gilbert Godfrey. I love how I just slipped Trump in there.
I liked the hybrid impression.
You just gotta dip it in there. No. Damn, man. Yeah, but 6 years old, and I've got over 200, so it's crazy.
That's amazing.
Over 200 impressions. You know who I really like doing? Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker. I like doing Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, and I like having him talking to Heath Ledger's Joker. It's really fun. You know what I mean?
Because it's like they're so different, and this Joker is like really sensitive, and this Joker is maniacal, you know? It's the thing where I get power and I don't know what to do with it. But Joaquin does. Stop talking about me unless you want to take me out to Tim Hortons Steakhouse. Why would we go to Tim Hortons Steakhouse? There's so many other options. Have you had horse shoulder? No. Is that just Canadian? Oh, yeah. It's real Canadian. And I had it, and I can almost hear him galloping. It was so cute. It was like, "Hey, pony, go." And then I just imagine this horse running around with no shoulder. You know? He can't do the Macarena with one shoulder.
The mannerisms.
You need both. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you've got it right there on the Sony cam.
No? You are going to be at the Laugh Shop. Man. You start today.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go through it. Swear to God.
You're going all the way to the 12th.
Listen, Kevin Hart's putting a stamp on Jay Farrell. Talked to him last week. Swear to God. Listen, go out to the goddamn show, people. The show is amazing. He's the reason I went back on tour. Saw a set. I said, "Goddamn, I got to get back to it." So I did. This is actually a real story. Swear to God. 2016. Bam. I'll never forget that day. It's the day we live in infamy, just like, what was his name? Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Bow. Same thing. They I saw his damn sets. They lived in for me and say, "God, get back on the road. Get back to it, cause it's not gonna come up." oh my God! Listen.
Well, thank Shout you so much Hart. For coming by, Jay. We don't want to take up any more of your time, but like, buy the ticket. You're going all the way to the 12th.
All right, I see you trying to get me out of here. I see what you're doing.
Hey, listen, I would sit. I'd sit all.
She's dressed for the occasion. You've dressed for the occasion. I'm here. I'm talking. Why not? Why not continue? Huh? You're talking. Why?
Okay. It's incredible.
All
it's
right,
incredible.
I like your fashion sense. I appreciate it. I could tell you weren't from here. I knew it when I came in. I said, "Hey, she's different, huh? Okay, she's different. Pull up to the scene with all the ceilings missing. You understand, son? Understand? That's right, huh? Hey, you're fashionable too. Where you get that? We get that shirt from Zara. What's that, Zara? Huh? Okay, that's really nice. That's a real nice Canadian sweatshirt, huh?
It's a Canadian okay. white boy anthem
That's
right there.
All right, you look like Charlie Brown. That's what you look like, okay? That's right. Where's Charlie Brown? He's standing right there in front of me. You remember that? Okay, all right. I'm just saying, all right.
I love it.
All right, so we can ask that. I was just, I was just.
Oh, I love it.
We're rolling nonstop all the time, man.
Yeah, I'm just rattling them off at this point, I'm trying to get people their money's worth, And, it's actually really wild because, I'm from New York, but, we've never experienced, cold like this. This is a biting cold. Like, this is like devil's heart cold, colder than Blue's old diapers. We still keep them around.
Why?
Yeah. We freeze it. You got to freeze the little baby toy, You got to freeze the toy,
Do it.
Yeah, because you never know when you're going to need a, a shit sickle. Yeah, we have other babies as well, but that we didn't freeze theirs because
they weren't on the album.
Yeah, not on the album. Yeah. You gotta bring in your royalties to get your shit frozen. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. Absolutely. And comparatively to all the other relationships I've been in, this is one of the most substantive ones because she's a billionaire too. Two billionaires equals more billionaires. That's why Kanye's so mad at Pete Davidson, because he's not a billionaire, but he was in there. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Smash all the billionaires, Pete. Yeah, where's Oprah?
Where's Oprah? Shop.
Yeah, Yeah, these people are coming, maybe for a second. Don't expect the whole show to be this, because it's not.
No, that's good.
It's just a couple of, some seconds. Yeah. These are not microwavable impressions. They're like slow roast, like pot roast. You got to cook them. I'm seeing a whole bunch of people out there, sometimes to do an impression, you'll be like, yo, that's half good. It's not fully good. There's no half goods in here. Yeah, it's the rock in here. Yeah. Hey, yo, son. Hey, look, I'm going to do one more for you. I'll tell you this. Because we got to sell tickets, And then we're going to bring the tickets. And you can't sell tickets unless, you give the people what they want. And I know what they want. They want this, They want me to talk like this, Because, when I talk like this, the numbers go up exponentially. You understand?
This is 50.
It's real. I told people 10 years. What I say 5 years ago? What I tell people 5 years? Do you remember? Because I told people 5 years ago, what I tell them? I said, I'm going to take over television. What happened? I did. You know why? Because I speak things into the future. Like, for instance, I'm going to be the top billionaire in the next 5 years.
Okay.
And how am I going to do that? Because I said it. And I'm going to put my work towards it. Faith without works is dead. It's in the Bible. I've read many books. Understand? it's called like self-improvement. Because you have to read these books so you understand like little ticks and understand the world. And you understand like 2,000 years ago is a little different. But now, the things that they talk about is actually happening. You understand? Like it's real. Like, look it up. It's prophecy. It's prophetic.
It's prophecy.
Yo, you know what I prophesy? Vitamin water. I prophesy me selling it.
It's waiting for the vitamin water.
Yeah, because I sold it. And then when I sold it, what happened? I made a lot of money. And that's what you got to do. I tell all the younger generation this. If you get like, listen, I invested some money into the metaverse.
Yeah.
I got an EA Sports team. Mm-hmm. It sold to the metaverse for $347 million. You understand? Like, no, I'm sorry. Numbers are wrong. 470 million.
Okay, good.
You understand? So I made a nice chunk of change off of that. You understand?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that money and I'm going to invest that in something else. And I'm going to make more money off of that. And that's my plan. Because it's called generational wealth. You see, black folks, we ain't got that. Like, white folks, y'all got it. You understand? Like, you know, your father is Richard, you know, Richard Herring or something like that. They got like a whole bunch of, you know, money sat out for you, you know? And it's like, hey, what can I do with this? Oh, I'm just going to blow half it on cocaine. That's what a lot of them do, you know? But, you know, you're laughing because it's true.
I love that.
We've gone for over 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're going for 30 minutes, but, you know, I'm dropping jewels. I'm dropping jewels.
You can say as long as you want. I just
dropping
don't know.
Jewels, man.
We're going to have to put this whole interview online. Like, yeah. We're going to play the whole thing. I'm going to sign.
Listen,
cut.
I say one more thing, man. It's Charlie Murphy, man. Real talk, man. Listen, man. Make sure y'all come out. See this youngin on the stage, man. He's crazy. Reminds me of my brother, man. It's real talk, man.
You met Charlie Murphy.
I was on the road with Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Man. 3 years. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, son, exactly what he said, man. So, yo, man, you got the same chops as my brother, man. Don't forget that, man.
Jay Farrell at the Laugh Shop. Starting today, 10 to 12. I've said it like five
times.
Hey,
man, he said it at the
rolling.
Club. That's right. He said it.
Yeah, is
yeah he said come to the club and see Jay Farrell. Yes. I'm giving the greatest hits right
it's
now.
Eddie.
You see what I'm
yeah,
doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Charlie was talking about Eddie Murphy. He was just talking about me, so I just figured out I just show up and just... I just show up and just start talking, you know, yes.
I'm like, absolutely. I wonder, like, what are the Canadian, like, everybody is just ripping Drake right now. I'm like, who's got their
Oh, yeah. You know, like, you know what I really don't like, bro, is, like, everybody's, like making, like, dumbass cartoons, like, of me being, like, really fruity, and I don't like it, bro. Like, put some respect on my name, fam. You know where I'm from, bro. I'm from Toronto, fam. Put some respect on my name. Yeah. Yo, fam. Yo, fam, munch. Oh, yeah, you thought I was feeling you. Yeah, I wasn't.
You fit in. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely.
Oh, Chris, yeah. That's so good. It just kills me, like, the Toronto man vibes. Like, it's just so funny. Oh,
yeah, don't be a Bonte boy, you know?
Oh, my God.
Stop being a Bonte boy, you know, man? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As you do that, oh yeah, that's how you like Drake.
That's how you get into.
That's how I get into Drake. The oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah.
I saw some girl today on TikTok rip him because she's like, everybody thinks that Toronto adopted how Drake spoke, but it's literally Drake just still being obsessed with Rihanna, so he's just wearing her accent for years and years and years. And I was like, that's it. That's the line.
Oh,
you
man.
Are a talent. That is so
yeah,
funny.
Thank
hey,
you
man.
So
and,
much and, for coming by.
And thank you for bringing my baby mother up. I appreciate that.
Okay.
yeah, man. Listen, in my mind, I smashed. We had a kid. There's no ASAP. It's just she's gonna have another baby ASAP.
It's gonna be from me.
I'm telling you. This is
holy shit.
Let me see if my text still goes through. Let me see if it's green.
Yeah, literally. Hey,
Jay, before you go, can we get a picture with you outside?
Absolutely, man. Wow. What?
Oh, so
boy.
God, they're ripping on Drake is so good. Who would have expected?
We'll put it all out. That's like a podcast.
X Afternoons with Mariah and Ty on X 92.9.